I still hear that laugh sometimes, the sudden crack in a quiet room, the way I folded a little smaller after it. Welcome to Why I Love, a place to slow down, reconnect, and remember that love often begins at home, inside your own heart. Love within, love without. Let's begin the journey. Today, I want to show you a tiny practical practice called the Story Swap, a way to take a memory that keeps you stuck and turn it into something that helps you and the people around you.
Which single sentence about yourself keeps showing up? Which line in your inner script makes you step back instead of step forward? That question is the small door we'll open together today.
I can still feel the old wooden chair under me, its varnish slightly sticky on a hot afternoon, the scrape of shoes in the aisle, the hush, and then a voice from the back row calling me shy. For years, I wore that one word like a name tag I couldn't take off. It shaped how I spoke, where I sat, how I believed people saw me.
That memory had a gravity to it. It wasn't dramatic, but it was steady. It narrowed my options. Then someone asked me a simple question. What did you need in that moment? That question cracked the shell. I realized I needed to be seen as capable, invited in, not written off.
I started telling the story differently. Instead of letting the word shy define me, I began to say what had actually happened, what I needed, and what I could do now. Small moves followed. I raised a hand. I offered a suggestion. I showed up. Those small acts rewired how I moved in rooms.
Okay, here's the quick map. Step 1. Choose a memory that's manageable. Not the worst thing you've ever lived through. Pick a sting you can hold gently.
Step 2. Name that moment in one plain sentence. Keep it to the facts. For example, I raised my hand and someone laughed.
Step 3. State the truth of the scene. What really happened? Who laughed? What the room felt like? Whether an adult stepped in? Remove the meaning you later hung on it. Just the facts.
I know, that seems small. And yet, this sharpening frees up the next move.
Step 4. Ask, what did I need in that moment? Naming the need is the compass. Maybe you needed encouragement, a witness, or a clear boundary. Say the need aloud if it helps.
Step 5. Reframe the story with compassion and agency. Don't erase the hurt. Respect it. But add this. What you learned, what you now choose, and how you'll act differently.
Simple example. I once felt small in a classroom. The truth is, a laugh cut through the room, and no one stepped in. What I needed was an invitation to try again. Today, I choose to make that invitation for myself and others.
One tiny thing to remember. The final move must be outward. Pick one small act that makes the new story visible. A note, a question, or a helping hand. That outward tilt turns private healing into neighborly love.
Before we try a short practice, a quick safety reminder. Choose a memory you can manage. If intense feelings come up, pause, breathe, and name three things you can see. Three sounds you can hear, and press your feet into the floor. You don't have to share anything today.
Imagine a single sentence that has lived in you like a stone in your shoe. That image makes it easier to notice what you carry.
Now, find a comfortable posture. If you can, put pen to paper. If not, simply listen and breathe. Close your eyes if that feels safe.
Picture the memory gently, like watching a scene on a screen. Enough to name it, not enough to be overwhelmed. Say the one sentence memory to yourself.
Now, beneath it, quietly note what you needed. I needed. Breathe in.
When you're ready, reframe the story in one line. I remember X. The truth is Y. What I needed was Z. Today I choose to. Fill that final phrase with a small action. Invite a conversation. Offer help or forgive myself for holding on.
Listen to how your body responds. Maybe your chest feels lighter. Maybe a shoulder drops. Notice without forcing. Real change often shows up as a small, steady shift, not a headline moment.
If a strong emotion rises, ground yourself. Breathe slowly. Name three things you see and feel your feet on the floor. If today feels too big, pick a tinier memory and try the same move another time.
A few simple takeaways to carry with you. 1. Write the memory and the need in two lines. 2. Say the 2-minute retelling script out loud. I remember X. The truth is Y. What I needed was Z. Today I choose to. 3. Act once this week in a small outward way that matches the new story.
Changing the story you tell yourself is itself an act of love. When you treat your own past with tenderness and honest clarity, you expand your capacity to treat others with the same care. That is how self-love becomes neighbor love. Quiet, brave, ordinary.
Thank you for sitting with me and trying the story swap. If this landed for you, try it again in a week with a different memory. Practice moves this from idea into habit, and habits shape who we become.
If this episode helped you, please subscribe to Why I Love and share it with someone who might need a gentle invitation to rewrite a story. Try the story swap with a friend. Keep it optional and private until you both feel ready. Love who you are and watch the world change.